Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, yesterday, the UK government unveiled a multi-billion pound plan to help companies with their energy bills this winter. The plan, which is estimated to cost around £40 billion, will cap the wholesale energy prices that feed into gas and power contracts for businesses for 6 months. All businesses, regardless of size, will be eligible for the subsidy. That may cover some of the nation's biggest companies, such as gas producers and banks, alongside pubs, cafes and small retailers. UK Hospitality CEO Kate Nicholls joins us now to give us her thoughts. Kate, thank you for joining us this morning. Your reaction then to the plan to help businesses from this Truss government, is it enough?
Well, I think it's a very welcome announcement yesterday. Businesses have faced soaring energy bills since the start of this year. And over the past couple of months, that those bills have escalated. We were seeing bills coming in and recontracts coming in as high as 7, 8, up to 12 times the amount that were previously contracted, which was simply unsustainable. So this is a big, bold intervention. It provides really meaningful help. And crucially, it gives businesses 6 months planning time so they can have some certainty about what their bills are going to be. As to whether it's enough, it's helpful, but it does mean that businesses are still exposed to higher bills and have been exposed to higher bills for some time. They will also kick back in April when this subsidy ends. So I think what we do need to do is to work to make sure that we've got more support, as was flagged by the government. The Prime Minister very clearly said that they would look at more targeted and deeper support for vulnerable sectors like hospitality. We now need to work out what that is, what it looks like when it takes effect, so that we can have not just this 6 months intervention on energy, but a longer pathway towards recovery and sustainability.
This is still going to mean high prices, though, for your members. How are they coping with the inflationary pressures from energy and other places as well?
Well, I think that is the big challenge. You know, yes, this is going to keep bills lower than they would have otherwise been, but people are still going to face quite significant increases. And also those increases will have been borne for the first 9 months of this year, where we've had substantial cost increases coming through. Hospitality is particularly vulnerable. It was closed for the best part of 2 years due to COVID. So cash reserves are very low. Profit margins haven't been restored. Half of hospitality businesses are not back to breaking even at the moment. And they're at the eye of a very toxic storm. Significant cost pressures coming through the business. Energy is just one, but there's also food price inflation, wage rate inflation. So on average, it's coming in at about 20%, which is significantly higher than other parts of the economy. And of course, at the other end, you've got a consumer downturn with cost of living squeeze, mortgage rate increases that we're seeing coming through, meaning discretionary spend is coming down. So at both the top line and the bottom line, we're seeing real impact on the businesses. And it's the viability of those businesses that is at risk. So that's why we think the government needs to do more to help with that cost, both the cost that's been borne, the cost that's yet to come. And we think that targeted VAT cuts and business rates relief would both reduce the cost of living and reduce the cost of doing business. And we need action in all three areas to make sure that hospitality businesses can get through what will be a very tough winter.
Okay, so adding to the additional measures or the measures that have been outlined already, VAT and business rates, lowering those would clearly help your sector. You've outlined the headwinds there. If you don't get that kind of additional support, or even if you do, what is the likelihood that a significant number of these businesses within your sector are going to be forced into bankruptcy or closure in the months ahead?
Well, we are already seeing significant uptick in the number of insolvencies over the first three quarters of this year in the hospitality sector. We know that without additional support, a number of our businesses are fearing that they may become unviable. We did a recent survey. One in three businesses not sure that they're going to make it through the winter without additional support. Now, that energy package does give some benefits to be able to help sustain that. But if we don't get the additional measures, I think the risk is that you'll see a further 10% of business failures in hospitality, with a real knock-on impact on jobs and livelihoods across the supply chain and local communities.
Kate, do you feel the government has the right priorities when it comes to business? You know, we're hearing them discussing scrapping the cap on bankers' bonuses. Should they be focusing more on other areas to help business?
I think that the direction of travel is right. Let's reduce the tax burden and the regulatory burden to free up economic growth, to stimulate economic growth. I would urge them to look at the cost of doing business. We're not going to get a grip on the cost of living crisis unless we can deal with the cost of doing business. And at the moment, businesses are looking at survival and they're in survival mode rather than looking at longer term investments and paying corporation tax. And so, you know, corporation tax is a good way of signalling that you're open for business. But if businesses aren't making a profit, corporation tax is irrelevant to that. That's why we think the bigger focus for our sector needs to be on the matters like business rates, which are a significant drag on economic growth and recovery and a significant drag on investment. And if we get that longer term signal on business rates, VAT and the energy bill, we'll get back to investing and growing our businesses. Okay. But without action on all three, we can't do that.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and Bloomberg Radio.